When you become one, if there's one Christian and one devil in the house, that ain't never going to work, is it? And that ain't going to be one. That's right. There are going to be two. One Christian and one devil. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a battle going on in that house constantly. So it all depends on which one's the devil, whether it be the husband or the wife. But if one of them's the devil and the other's a Christian, it doesn't make any difference which one. You're going to have literal hell inside your house. And I guarantee you, there will be all kinds of demons in your house. Because the one of you that's not willing to serve God, the devil will be there with you. And it'll make the other one's house, or other one's life, miserable. And it'll be very difficult for you to walk in the Spirit. It's just almost impossible. Yeah, or keep you from getting deathly sick. Yeah, that's really true. But since these boys understood this, they asked the Lord, why is this man born blind? Because of his sin or his parents? Like I say, we need to stop and ask this question, because nobody, I've never heard anybody in church to this day ever speak on what I'm telling you right now. The only thing I ever hear anybody say is the answer to Jesus' question. Let's go to verse 3 and 4 and see what he says. And Jesus said, it was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. He was born blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. Okay. If he was born blind, if anybody's born with a sickness, is it your sin that caused it? No, couldn't be. Because you were born with it.
Yeah.
Now, could it have been your mother and father?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've seen that many times. Could have easily been the mother and father. But now then, since Jesus said the curses will go back under normal curses four generations. So that means it could not only be in mother and father, it could have been grandmother and grandfather, great-grandmother and grandfather, or great-great-grandmother and grandfather. Now, who would ever dream that something that great-great-grandfather did could be affect the child four generations down? But it can't it? It sure it can. Now then, let's say that, and of course this one sin that we know we never see done anymore, this sin is never ever see this happen anymore at all, and that is some child being born out of wedlock. Do you ever see a child born out of wedlock today? Did you know 60% of the children today born are born out of wedlock? Isn't that something? Now then, let's go to Deuteronomy 23:2, and let's see what God says if you bring a child into the world out of wedlock, let's see, under the law. And of course, if you're doing that, you're under the law. You're not under grace. You're under the law because you're sinning. Look at this, Deuteronomy 23:2. Those of illegitimate birth and their descendants for 10 generations may not be included in the assembly of the Lord. So how many generations are you going to be cursed? 10. So somebody says, I was born out of wedlock. There's no hope for me. Yes, praise God. That's why we needed a Savior. Aren't we glad Jesus came? Let's go to Galatians 3:13 and 14, and I want to show you how to break this curse if you happen to be one of those that has a child, or if you were the child that was born out of wedlock. Now, if you pay attention, I don't care what you have it because you're under a curse. Now, lots of people have all kinds of different diseases. And one of the things, I was just talking to a young man a while ago telling him about a man up in Wisconsin, I believe is where he's from. He was director of a church camp. And he'd already been to seminary and everything. And he'd be teaching 50 to 100 young people, and he'd come down with a seizure. You know, it's nothing more intimidating than to be trying to talk to a group of people, Christian camp, and all of a sudden you come down with a seizure and you go to doing everything, biting your tongue and doing all the crazy things that happens. That's a demon, folks. That's a demon that's living inside of you because of some kind of sin that you or your parents committed. And this young man had had this since he was about 20. And he heard my teachings, he listened to them, he called me. He said, you know, I listened to your teachings about how these sins come upon us, and I got to thinking, what did I do? So he said, I went and talked to God, Lord, what did I do that brought this upon me? And he said, I immediately was reminded in my spirit that the Lord told me, said, you remember when you were 15 years old, when you wanted to go to a rock concert, and your daddy, being the man of God he is, said, no, son, you cannot go to that rock concert. And you promised your daddy you would not go, and you left that evening, and you lied to your dad, and you went to that rock concert anyway. He said, a few years after that is when this epileptic seizures begin to manifest in your body. He said, so what do we do? How do we get rid of this? I said, thank God for Jesus. Now let's look at Galatians 3:13. But Christ has rescued us from the curse. Now, do you like that? You know what it means to be rescued from the curse? Do you like to be rescued? Yes. All of us want to be rescued, because without Jesus, you can't be rescued. Without Jesus, when these demons come upon you, they're there forever. But because of Jesus, they're not there forever. We can cast them out. And I said, Christ has redeemed you or rescued you from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoings. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through the work of Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham. And we Christians receive the promised Holy Spirit through what?
Faith.
You do everything by faith. If Christ redeemed me from the curse, then in fact, put that up there in the King James. I want them to see this in the King James. If Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, brethren, I speak after the manner of men. I need verse 13. Yeah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. If Christ has redeemed me from the curse, that means he paid the price for something I couldn't pay for. So under the new covenant, if he redeemed me from the curse, am I redeemed from the curse?
Yes.
Somebody says, well, I'm not sure. Well, you need some more teaching. You need some more teaching. Because what did he plainly say there? Christ has done what?
Redeemed
you from the curse. That means he paid the price for your sin, your curse, that you can't pay. You ain't got enough to pay for it. Mama ain't got enough to pay for it. Daddy ain't got enough to pay for it. But Jesus did. Jesus redeemed you from the curse. So if Christ redeemed me from the curse, all I got to do is say, Lord, I don't want this, like this young man. He had epileptic seizures. Now, he's had seizures. Daddy's sin. Yeah, guarantee. But just like this case here. I mean, sin is what does this. As we saw a while ago, the sins come upon both you and your children. It's very clear, God says. Well, this young man, whenever he went to the Lord and said, Lord, what did I do? The Lord told him that he was disobedient and lied to his father when he was 15. And he went to that rock concert when his daddy told him not to. So he said, that's what opened the door for the demons of hell to come into you to cause you to have epileptic seizures. Now, it didn't happen for 4 or 5 years. After he sinned, the seizures didn't start for 4 or 5 years. And then they continued to get more and more and more all along. Now then, you go to a doctor and tell him you've got epilepsy, what do they tell you? I'm sorry. We can give you some medication, but have you ever known a case where medication healed epilepsy? No, never. It's a curse. It's uncurable. Only one that can get rid of it is the one that put it on you, God. He put it on you because of disobedient sin. He can take it away. So when you come under the new covenant and you say, Lord, I repent of that sin. I may or may not even know what that sin was. But I repent. And Lord, if it was the sins of my father, I ask you to forgive the sins of my fathers. You know, Lord, my daddy sinned. He done all kinds of things wrong. And I was 20 years old when my daddy, or maybe I was 16 years old or whatever, like he was saying. And my daddy sinned. He broke up with his mother, with his wife, and all this. And then these epileptic seizures began to come up on me, the child. So, but Lord, I am now a child of God. I am redeemed from the curse. You redeem me. Is that what he said? If Christ redeemed me from the curse, then praise God, I'm redeemed from the curse. Lord, I'm not going to walk in sin. I'm not going to walk in disobedience to your word. I'm going to walk holy and obedient to your word. And so if Jesus redeemed me from the curse, I'm redeemed. Is that what it says? Then if it's redeemed, then if I'm set free and I'm redeemed from the curse, that means the devil has no legal claim to me. Then let's go to Luke 10, 19, and 20, and let me show you how much power God give us over the devil. When you get a hold of, I'm redeemed from the curse. Let's go over to, he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have rejoiced recently because your names are written in heaven? If you haven't, you need to be. You need to be saying, Lord, I thank you that I'm a child of God, that I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm not under the curse. So, Lord, if this is the case, these demons of hell, all, if there's any kind of sin in my life that's brought a curse upon me or my family, I repent for that sin. All of it. I get rid of all of it, Father, in Jesus' name. And if Jesus said I'm redeemed, then am I redeemed? Yes. See, you got to believe that. How do we receive this? By faith. That's exactly right. By faith, I receive this. So if I'm redeemed from the curse, praise God, I'm not under the curse. I repent of all my sin. I even confess the sins of my fathers, my forefathers, and Father, all the way back to Adam and Eve. All of them have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I thank you for what you sent Jesus to do for me. So I am free. I've seen all these things that bring sickness and disease upon me and my children. Of which, if we're under the law, I mean sickness and disease, we understand why there's so much sickness and disease when we see what happens under the law, right? Because when we sin, we've transgressed the law of God. We fell from grace, and we're back under the law. And so the devils have legal right to us in the church, and they come and torment us and kill us and make us sick and our children and all these things and put all kinds of sickness and disease upon us. I can only imagine how the devil must laugh at us. I can just see that beast out there saying, oh God, look at your stupid little children out there. You've redeemed them from the curse. They don't have a clue that all they got to do is claim your wonderful promises and stand on them, and then they can kick me out and I have to leave.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.